This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Work with Southeastern Community Connect. You meet all kinds of people who have been doing it quite tough, particularly through the pandemic. And you've noticed that among this group of people, there's something that we, what do we call it? We call it post-lockdown anxiety. You've noticed some post-lockdown anxiety in the people that you're helping.
That's right, Ben. Yes, there's a degree of post-lockdown anxiety, as it seems to be identified now. People are struggling with reintegrating into, I guess, the world as we know it now, post-lockdown. The people that come in and out of our community organisation at Mascot are struggling with a whole host of things, mainly food insecurity. But once we start chatting with them, we realise there's a lot of other things going on. And one thing I've noticed is there's a real incidence of anxiety relating to coming out. There's fear of the virus. Even if they are vaccinated, there's a fear of what might be out there. There's a fear of reintegrating into everyday life, socialising again. And that seems to be coming out loud and clear from the conversations we're having with the community.
But you've also noticed, haven't you, Alison, that post-lockdown anxiety is not just isolated to a particular group of people in Sydney. It's quite widespread, isn't it? And you yourself have felt post-lockdown anxiety.
Absolutely. I've felt it acutely at times. I mean, I'm an introvert and in some ways I really enjoyed that period of lockdown, the simplicity of life and that just to be able to do those more introverted things. And so I did feel a degree of anxiety coming out of that. I think I was starting to miss the comfort, the feeling of safety and control that I had during lockdown in a way. So yes, I've been able to identify myself a degree of social anxiety coming out of lockdown, and it's been hard.
And other people, I imagine, are probably in the same boat as you, Alison. I actually found it harder last year after our lockdown to come out. This year, I've been travelling okay, but I think there are more people that are in the situation that you're in than what I'm in. Alison, you have not just become aware of this in yourself, but you've also come up with a few simple ways to try to deal with this.
Yes, when I realised that it was a bit of a problem for me and I was struggling, I did try and find out some ways to help myself and definitely helps me with the work that I do to help others with their post-lockdown anxiety. If I could put it into 3 points, it would be, firstly, just to be realistic, to expect it to take time. We know that we've been out of lockdown for a little while now, but it's still normal to, I think, feel those anxious feelings. And I think just to go easy on ourselves, I've had to do that with myself and just recognise that this is normal and you're going to have some days that are harder than others.
So that's the first. What's the other two?
The other two would be to talk to good friends about how you're feeling. And you might just find that they're feeling the same way. As I've opened up to my friends, I've realised that I'm certainly not the only one that's feeling this way. And the third one would be to reunite with fun. I've just made a bit of
reunite with fun, Alison. Is that what you said? Reunite with fun.
Reunite with fun. The reunion with fun. I've made a bit of a post-lockdown bucket list. Everything from scuba diving to, you know, I'm not quite skydiving, but we're on our way to doing a few exciting things that I haven't done before because it's all the things I didn't do during the year. And I just want to make this summer as fun as possible and just get out of my head and into life.
If anyone else was to pick up with these and run with them right now, from your personal experience, have you found that these have been helpful to you in your post-lockdown anxiety state?
Yes, I think essentially making a plan is always helpful when we're feeling out of control. So just thinking about those 3 steps, getting the diary out, making a plan, it's been extremely helpful for me and definitely would encourage anyone who's struggling with that mild anxiety to have a think about doing the same thing.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.